next on Heartbeat Radio. Learn how to get the most out of your next vacation with Casey the Getaway Girl.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got back from Maui, so who can complain?
That is one place. That is on my list of places to go.
It was amazing. You really need to go. I mean, everyone needs to go. I know, you know, especially for us on the East Coast, it's a long haul over to Maui, to Hawaii, but it was totally worth it.
So what did you do while you were there? Take me right from the start.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm really lucky. I travel a lot, and one of the best things about travel is I meet some really awesome people. And I met my friend Tatiana when we were on a girls' getaway to Montana several years ago. She at the time lived in Phoenix, and then she moved to Maui about a year ago. And she's been telling me, Casey, you've got to come to Maui. Come visit. Come visit. So, I mean, I already have a girlfriend there. All I had to do was get myself there. So it was pretty much a no-brainer. I just had to fit it into my schedule. But I arrived at the airport. It was really late at night. And the funniest thing is that they actually have Lay's, like in a vending machine that you can buy at the airport. So, of course, I took a picture of that because it's the little things that entertain me. But, you know, especially when you land in a three-hour time difference at 11 o'clock at night. But it was really neat. Even the airport is really open and very Hawaii-esque, if you will, you know, everything that you would envision about a Hawaii airport. So we got there. Tatiana picked me up, and we got a good night's sleep because the next day we were ready for a really big hiking adventure. With Wade Holmes of No KI Adventures, and I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. I apologize to Wade. But Wade is like a walking encyclopedia. He knows everything there is to know about the biodiversity and the plant species and the animals and the birds, and it really made our hike like that much more interesting. We weren't just, you know, walking through the woods. We were actually like exploring and learning, and we actually had to like hike down this huge banyan tree, like down the roots of it. So it was really cool, and he took us to these secret waterfalls that only he knows about. We had picnic lunches, and I mean, it was awesome. It was the best way to spend my first day in Maui.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah, it was really neat. And of course, the one thing that I still have trouble with is like the language. You know, they really have their own language there, and it's hard for me to pronounce things.
Sure.
So my friend Tatiana said it took her about 6 months just to figure all that out. But, you know, don't feel overwhelmed. People will help you out. People are really, you know, very understanding because, it is like a totally different language when you get there. So after our hike, we headed to the town of Paia, and I fell in love with the town. It's got a lot of really cute shops, great for girls to go. One of the shops we stopped in was Alice in Hula Land, which is super cute. We dined at this cafe that was actually French and Indian cuisine. So, you know, I had an Italian crepe. My friend Tatiana had a shrimp curry. So we had a lot of fun. And then we went to downtown Lahaina for the art gallery. She actually manages an art gallery there. So they have, like, Front Street, which is very reminiscent of Duval Street in Key West. So, you know, all the shops that you think of, the art galleries, the great restaurants, that's what you'll find in downtown Lahaina.
Ugh, I just, the food that you get to experience makes me so jealous.
Well, you know, it's great to eat it, but then, you know, I'm sitting on an airplane and I'm eating all this amazing food. So, you know, staying fit, it adds up after a while. But, you know, I try to eat healthy. And the great thing about Hawaii is they call them poo-poos, which, you know, I just love saying poo-poos. But it's basically appetizers. So you can do, like, you know, the ahi poke tuna and, you know, some other poo-poos. And you don't feel like you eat an entire meal. And their fish there is amazing. So at least it's somewhat healthy.
That's not bad. That's not bad. So what else did you do?
Yeah.
I know that the views on the water had to be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. My friend Tatiana has a condo overlooking the ocean. So I got to watch the sunset from, you know, her balcony every evening. I actually saw a rainbow one morning. I was so excited. I called some of my friends back in Florida. It was just incredible. And, you know, to see the palm trees and the rainbow and the mountains in the background, and just the way that the setting is there. And there's really this cultural experience that you'll get there. It's, you know, anyone can go to an island and kind of experience things, but, you know, Hawaii, they're really tied to the land. They're really tied to their culture and their traditions, which is really neat. So to talk to some of the locals that, you know, have been there for generations and to hear their stories and just the way that they think about interacting with the environment and the ocean and everything else. It's like this calming sense. I don't really know how to explain it other than, you know, you just get this very surreal, serene feeling, and you feel a lot more connected to that destination.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So, very cool. And speaking of connection, I drove to Wailea, to the Fairmount Kailani, for some beach time and paddleboarding. And, you know, I've been paddleboarding before, but this was the first time I stood up on the paddleboard and I looked down and I could see every fish underneath me. And these are like bluefish and, you know, really, really pretty, like kind of like a yellowish, not like a goldfish, but, you know, kind of that color. So I could see them. I mean, it was like I had a snorkel mask on and I stuck my head under, except I was standing on a paddleboard.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I'm kind of out by myself, and all of a sudden I hear something behind me and I turn around and it's a huge sea turtle. So I was like, hey, buddy, how are you?
You had like the whole Finding Nemo cast around you while you were paddleboarding.
I did. So that was really cool because, like I said, I've paddleboarded before, but not in water that I can like actually see the bottom and see everything underneath me, you know, which fortunately it was just fish and a sea turtle. It wasn't anything scary. So, but that was really neat. I actually drove back to Paia, where I was determined to dine at the Paia Fish Market, because they have a very popular dish there called the Obama Burger, and I had to try it. So it's fully equipped with Cajun seasoning and wasabi butter on top of whitefish, and it was absolutely delicious.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. And then one of our favorite things that we did, we actually went to the Old Lahaina Luau, which is considered by everyone the best luau on the island. And, of course, if you go to Hawaii, you have to go to a luau. So definitely go to Old Lahaina. It was amazing. The staff there, they're so funny. They're so welcoming. Of course, you enter and you know get your lei, your traditional lei, and then you walk around, and there's wood crafters and hula lessons, and the kids get to learn how to make leis. And there's so many hands-on things that you get to do. And then they unearth the pig. There's actually this pit, and there's a pig cooking underneath all this dirt. So it's actually, you know, a very traditional ceremony to unearth the pig from the emu pit. And it's actually been cooking for 12 hours. So once they unearth that, then it's time for everyone to eat dinner. And we did like a, you know, very, very organized buffet-style food, but with a lot of traditional Hawaiian dishes.
So did you actually eat that pig?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Did it taste like dirt?
Yeah, it was really good. No, it didn't taste like dirt. Well, at first they took me over there and they're like, okay, here's where the pig is cooking. I'm like, this is just dirt. Where's
right.
the pig?
Right.
They had to explain to me that it's underneath, but really neat. And again, you know, the entertainment after dinner was just as fabulous. Ancient hula and modern hula were featured, and each one told a story, as all hulas do. And just a beautiful display of Hawaii's most popular performing art. I mean, awesome movement, really, really breathtaking costumes. And then that, again, authentic feel and that connection back to the island's history. So definitely it's worth it. And they do such a great job at Olahaina Luau. Kavika and his staff are just amazing.
I feel like you get to do so much on these trips. You are just like one awesome experience after another.
Well, it is cool. And so it didn't stop there. I mean, we were on cloud nine after the luau. We were just so thrilled. And again, I mean, everyone just makes you feel like you're part of the culture. Like you have been there forever. So that was a really cool thing. But the next morning, we had to go to bed early that night, because the next morning we got up at 7 a.m. and met Tara Angioletti, the owner of Girls Gone Surfing, because we were taking surf lessons, which has always been on my bucket list. Always. So what better place than Maui to learn how to surf, right?
Oh, wow. How did it go?
Yeah. And, you know, Tara was great. She just amazing, because it's so much better to learn from a woman, I think, in so many things that I've done, whether it's golfing or surfing or anything else. I just feel like women understand women much better and can teach women a lot better. So for Tara to teach us, you know, she had us on the beach, and she's like, this is what you do. You're going to paddle out. You're going to do this, and then you're going to catch some waves. And I'm like, yeah, probably not really catch some waves. I'm probably just going to be paddling around on my stomach quite a bit. But within, like, the first couple times, I was standing up. I was actually surfing.
Wow, that's incredible. I spent a whole week in Costa Rica trying to surf every single morning and never stood up once.
Well, you need to call Tara. She does stuff in Costa Rica. She does stuff all over the world. But the company is called Girls Gone Surfing. She's amazing, and I highly recommend her. So
I have to check
anyone
that
out there that wants to learn how to surf, call Tara.
Absolutely. Because I mean, and especially, you know, after all that trying, I want to stand up. Now I'm kind of determined. So maybe I will just give her a call.
I know, and what a workout it is. You know, I was like, the next day I was like, I just want to go back for that workout because my shoulders must be really buff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it didn't stop there. So Tara's like, oh my gosh, you girls, we had so much fun surfing. She's like, let's go cliff diving. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
So we actually, if you go to the Girls Getaway Guide Facebook fan page, you'll see a picture of me jumping off a cliff. I mean, we weren't really diving, but we were jumping. And it was really cool. But, you know, the worst part is that after we surfed, you know, our feet got a little cut up on the rocks and everything. So now we had to climb barefoot over more rocks. So anyway, but, you know, we just toughed it up. I mean, Tara is super, super tough. So I didn't want to look like a baby in front of her.
That's incredible. I don't know if I could do that. I give you a lot of props for cliff diving because I don't know.
Well, and, you know, the scary thing is not really the jumping part, but it's making sure you're far enough away from the rocks that you don't land on them.
Oh,
that's the scary part. I mean, you could put me up, you know, as high as you want to, and that's not a problem, but I just don't want to hit any rocks when I get down there.
Sure.
So, yeah, it was really cool. But, yeah, my friend Tatiana took this picture of me jumping, and it's probably right now my favorite picture of all time.
Oh,
it's
man.
A really cool picture. So,
gotta go
yeah, check it out. So, and just when we thought we had done it all, seen it all, Tara says, hey, do you guys want to do an authentic Hawaiian canoe excursion tomorrow morning? Of course we said yes. Of course we woke up ready to row with Maui Paddle Sports. So we met Tara and our guides, Jamie and V, on the beach, and we launched our Hawaiian canoe into the ocean. And this is like an authentic Hawaiian canoe, what they used to use like hundreds of years ago in Hawaii.
So this isn't one of those nice big cushy canoes that we have here.
No, it's not like that. It's the real deal. So, but, you know, really, really cool. Jamie has been in Hawaii for generations. So, again, he talked about that connection to the land and the ocean and the resources and the natural resources and how much they value that. He talked about, you know, just how they kind of their philosophy on family and raising kids to appreciate the natural environment. So it was just really fascinating to me to hear it because, you know, you're still in America, but it is this whole other culture and this whole other philosophy on life that you gain from, you know, just spending time with some of the native Hawaiians. So it was really cool. But we actually rode to what they called the turtle cleaning station. And I wasn't really sure. I was like, is this where they, like, kill the turtles? What's going on here? But they actually explained how the turtles come to this area to be cleaned by the fish. So there were turtles everywhere, all around us. I mean, they came right up to the boat, and Jamie and V, like, knew some of them and knew how old they were. And you know, that was really cool. I mean, they talked about, you know, what an important species that is for them and how they really, really treasure that, the turtles and everything. So that was cool. And then we rode for what seemed like another 10 miles, but, but I was like, okay, my arms are getting a workout. So again, we just had a great time, and then we ended up with brunch at the Plantation House where I ate, like, every bit of my Cajun ahi benedict. Phenomenal. So good. But, you know, I'd worked up an appetite, so I deserved it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, come on. All that paddling and surfing and then the rowing, I think you deserved it.
Right. So so the final thing we did, we actually invited Tara to come with us. We did a sunset sail on the Trilogy. And they were great. Again, the captain, the crew, Jordan actually sang and played the ukulele, one of the crew members. They had great poo-poos, great appetizers for us to eat, and it was really, really amazing and a great way to end the trip to Maui. But it was so sad. Like, I didn't want to leave the next day. It was really sad.
I don't blame you. That just sounds incredible. Everything from start to finish just sounds amazing.
Yeah, but if you want to see, you know, everything we did, get websites, it's all, you can get to it through my blog, through my website, which is girlsgetawayguide.net. And again, you can get to the Facebook page and see the cliff diving picture and everything else. So
wow.
I'd like to see some other girls submit some cliff diving pictures. That'd be really cool.
That would be very neat. Wow, Casey. Well, I'm going to let you go and rest up from your crazy trip to Maui, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Mary. Have a good day.
You too. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.